Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Mud Toe at Midnight. I am your host, Mud Toe Sasquatch. I have played my flute and I have offered sacred fire in the four directions. Please join me in sacred ceremony. I speak as spirit moves me to speak, and I invite you to do the same by calling me at 646-595-3440. And now, Mud Toe at Midnight.
Okay, this is interesting. Okay, what's happening here is I have Mud Toe open. Okay, there we go. I had the show open on my Google Chrome, and I was hearing my feed and the show feed. Okay, I'm sorry. After that, a very auspicious beginning. Good evening. I am Mud Toe Sasquatch, and this is my show, Mud Toe at Midnight. Thank you for joining me this evening. Before I get started with any of my wonderful stuff here, I just wanted to share something. I was on Facebook, puttering around a bit before the show started, and I saw a post on there. It was in a form of a question. It was, would you take $10 million to slap your ex? And I had to think about that for a while, because I think most people probably wouldn't need a whole lot of incentive to slap their ex. So I was wondering whoever formulated that question was coming from. Or I don't know, maybe most people out there are more civilized than I am. I don't know. But anyway, I didn't want to put up a kind of fight that said yes, because, you know, I'm a guy, and, you know, if I'm out there, people know I'm out there like slapping my exes. So that's, you know, kind of an unevolved thing to do. So I sort of made up an alternative post, which is something I like to do. I put out there, it was something like, well, why not? You know, General Motors collected $50 billion for slapping the taxpayers in the face, and sort of shifting it to a little political type thing. I'm referring to, you know, the bailout of General Motors several years ago, where they were about to go under and the government saved them. And then I got a reply. Someone replied to my post saying, shut up, first of all, which is a fun thing to be told. And it said that you're probably one of those people with a time machine who think it was Obama's fault. And I'm thinking, I honestly cannot penetrate where this person is coming from. Because, it seems that they're an Obama supporter, but what did I say in my post that was attacking Obama? I just said that, you know, the General Motors, you know, took a bunch of money that they probably didn't deserve. I mean, that was where I was coming from with the post. So I posted back. I said, no, I'm not saying it's, I'm saying that General Motors' failure is General Motors' fault, and seeing it's anybody else's. And I'm looking here to see if someone has answered me back with anything, shut up or something else, and I'm not saying it. So I guess at the moment, this is a story without an ending, an interaction that may just remain open for all of time. How sad. Because I was hoping we could, myself and this other person, that we could come to a meeting of the minds and on Facebook and figure out who we were and why we were here and why General Motors even matters to either of us. But I don't know if that's going to happen or not. I'll tell you what, I will keep an eye out on Facebook and see if there is any such activity that I can report to you. In the meantime, I've got a caller, so I'm going to try and make that happen. Okay, caller, last four numbers, 3457. Can you maybe, okay, this is something I never thought I would say. Can you turn your radio down?
Yes, sir.
Hello there. That's such a cliche, but I actually had to say it. How are you this evening?
I'm doing pretty good, I guess. Yes.
Good. Glad to hear it. How can I help you?
Yes, sir. I just want to see, can I get a general reading tonight?
Well, you see, I know you call here to our station because just about everybody here does readings. I really don't, but I'm glad to listen to you. Just to general, like, what's going on with you? Is that what you're looking for?
Yes, Yes, sir. What's going on? What's coming up?
Where are you at right now, geographically speaking?
I'm in Georgia.
Georgia. That's it. You know, that's my my ancestral homeland. I had I had family that grew up, was in Savannah, Georgia, before the Depression, and moved up this way here in the Midwest looking for work. So I know a little bit about Georgia, not a whole lot. What do you do down there? First of all, what's your name? I haven't got your name yet.
I'm sorry. My name is Melvin.
Melvin?
Yes, sir.
Nice. Okay, and you're down there in Georgia. What do you do down there in Georgia?
Well, actually, I was working at a mental hospital here, but the hospital closed down. So right now, I'm unemployed right now. But I'm trying I am a football coach, but I'm looking to, start by coaching this season in July or August of this year. So hopefully I can get that, get a job doing that as well.
Mm-hmm. So would that be high school level?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
And it could be college, I would love to get on the Georgia Bulldogs coaching staff.
Is that something you've tried to do, or?
I haven't applied to with the University of Georgia, but I may need to. Never know what happens.
That's true. I'll tell you, I felt something good when you started to talk about the football. It seemed like that's something that that really matters to you. And when you started talking about the football, I immediately understood it to be the younger kid, the high school age kids. So maybe in the short term, that's what's ahead for you. That's where your path would seem to be leading. I don't know about anything else you might be interested in. I mean, you kind of told me that part. I'm just saying that when you said it, I had a feeling that was right. That what you were about to tell me was what was going to be the right thing. And I felt as you were saying it that it was going to be involved with the school age kids as opposed to the older kids.
Right. Well, do you
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Do you see me coaching this season?
I see you working in some capacity. I don't know if you're going to be the head guy. At least not yet. But I see you there.
Year in your hometown. See, I'm from Thomasville, Georgia. I'm about 3 hours away from Savannah, Georgia.
Okay.
Last year I had a interview with this coach, and he told me, "Yeah, coach, we would love you on the staff." And so I said, "Okay." So he told me he had to check about my supplement, how much I will be making. And so he never got back to me. So he said he'd get back to me in 3 days, but he never did. So I went back to him, and maybe 2 weeks later I went back to him, and he told me that the job that I applied for, the coaching job, he said he squashed the job. And then he turned around and said that maybe someone else may have it. So he gave me two or three different things. And so I didn't coach last year at all. I sat in the sand. And that was a heartbreaker for me because when he verbally said that, yeah, we are, we got the job, I was very excited.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've been there too. I think it's coming. The time's coming up when you're going to need to be out there and looking for stuff like that. As the school year comes to close, I think is when they're looking for those people. So I would be out there very, very actively. Don't hang back and kind of wait for it. I'd be out there looking for it.
Right. Yeah, I am. Yeah.
Okay. Good.
Well,
good.
Do you see him calling me? Or
I'm not seeing anything specific. I'm not seeing. I'm not feeling anything specific like that. But I'm just saying I'm feeling that that's what you're going to end up doing. So I would definitely follow that path.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you for calling.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Bye-bye.
Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. All right.
Bye-bye. Bye. Okay. See, that's really not something that I do. I mean, I've sat in with Iggy, and because he does readings, and all the other people here on the channel do readings. I really don't feel, I mean, I just report, and that's what they say they do. I just report what comes into my head. And I've had some good luck with it, and I've had some bad luck with it. It's just not, I don't, you know, sort of feel that it's my, you know, my thing to do. So I don't, you know, I don't go out there and say, okay, come here for a reading. But you know, if someone you know wants to know how I feel about something, I'm more than happy to share it. So that's what I did. Now I can get back to what, because I had another call. This is the second week in a row I had a call. I had a call last week too, but actually she kept asking about me though. And, of course, I love to talk about myself, so that's what ended up. And that's the other thing. That's a good lead into what I wanted to say. I have talked about this radio show archive that they have on Blog Talk Radio where you can go and find the old shows if you're interested in them. I don't know exactly. You know, they're indexed by date, and if you don't know exactly what you're looking for, I don't know how to find, but you can go back and listen, excuse me, to the old ones. I went back tonight, and I specifically picked out the first 7 shows from back in 2011. So the very 7 first episodes of the show, and I listened to the first one all the way through, and I kind of sampled the other ones just to kind of get a feel of what was going on back then. And the first thing I noticed was I was very interested in sort of making this a produced kind of show. And I wanted to record it, and I remember this. I hadn't thought about this for a long time, but when I was listening to the shows, I remember, oh, yeah, I'd sit down and I'd record the show on the computer, and then I'd, you know, cut out the parts where I was kind of, blah, 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 that can't be, you know, kind of stumbling over the words or losing my place or whatever, trying to make a nice, you know, tight, perfect kind of produced show. And what started to happen was you're supposed to be able to set the, you know, set Blog Talk to launch that show for you. You upload it to the site, and that's supposed to launch it for you at a scheduled time. Well, I could never get it to work. And the first couple of shows, you hear, you know, it comes on with that Blog Talk Radio thing. And then it's silence for a few seconds. And then you hear me scrambling to get on the microphone and say, I can't make the show play. And then so I just had to wing it. And I got to find that, or came to find that I was more comfortable winging the show than trying to come up with something clever to talk about during the week and then record it. This seemed to flow more naturally, that was what the, I came to feel that that's what the show was supposed to be. So that kind of answers to the call we just had. It's what I don't, you know, doing readings isn't my thing. I'm not terribly comfortable doing it. But if that's what the show was supposed to be today, so be it. I'll do it. And that answers to the whole idea. I don't think at that time was I don't know where I was yet on this whole Healer of Society thing, whether that had, whether Chief Cloudpiler had sort of suggested that to me yet or not. But it was definitely a feel when I was listening to the first episode. I found, first of all, that, well, beyond what I was saying about it being pre-recorded, I also, you know, when I describe why I'm doing the show, I describe it very much the same way as I do now. So that much hasn't changed. I'm really, some emphasis has changed because I used to talk a lot more about recovery. I used to read snippets from recovery books, so AA recovery type books. And I haven't talked about that for a while, although recovery is still one of my things. I really thought that the focus of the show was going to be recovery, and that never really happened. The focus of the show became more this spirituality and this nature-based spirituality that's come to us from the Native Americans and from other places. That I was going to say that I embraced, but in fact it embraced me. It found me. It made my life easier for me to understand and to made me feel, or made me understand, or at least partially understand, or feel like I was coming close to understanding what my part in all of this is. So, in this little half an hour on Friday nights is the time when I feel I'm closest to being the person that is I'm supposed to end up being at the end of this. At the end of this path that I'm walking, not there yet, not even close. But and when I'm away from this show, I can get way far away from this, from this practice of spirituality that I'm interested in. But here during this time is when this has become sort of my AA meeting. This is where I used to go to the meetings once, twice a week. I mean, when I started going to AA meetings, I was going to 3 or 4 a day. And then gradually tapered down to about once or twice a week. Well, now this show has become my AA meeting, this thing that I do once a week to ground myself, to recenter myself, to put myself back in that spot that I stray from when I'm out dealing with the world. Does that make sense? That's an expression I got from my first academic advisor in graduate school. She always used to say, she explained something to me, and then she'd say, does that make sense? Like in class, you deal with the whole class. Does that make sense? And then I started saying it, which is that's a thing that happens. I've got really no logical way to segue to this, but I have, last week I had Theodotus, the Wounded Flute, made a guest appearance on the show because I noticed my music cues are back again, and then I freaked out because I also had, what happened at the beginning there was I got confused, and I thought maybe something else was wrong with the music cues. Last week, we didn't have any music cues at all. They just disappeared. We didn't know where they went. I'm talking about that little opening blurb, boom, 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 I lit the incense and all that. I didn't have it, so I had to kind of wing that, but I have my flute here close by, so I played it a little bit, not too cleverly, but passable. And I'm sorry about the sniffles, by the way, too. I'm fighting a terrible cold, but I did the flute last week. I have these sticks that that Chief Hoop Watcher Iggy came brought me back from his last trip to Peru. And he bought they're two sticks. And they have a nice little pouch they come with. It's like a double-barreled pouch, one for each stick, with some nice native decorations on it. And this is for the drum circle. You know, you go and the sticks are a rhythm piece. It kind of goes along. I don't say counterpoint isn't the word I want, but it kind of goes along with the drums. And this is just you have the sticks and you tap out a rhythm, just like a. Like that, you know, that's really all there is to it. But they're very nice. I like them. They get some attention. This is about they're about 12 inches long, the two, and they're nice. They're kind of polished wood, but they also have some dings in them because they've been used. And you don't they do take a pounding too. You know, I've gotten worked up and really been pounding them like this, giving a big hits on them, and they've survived. I was thinking that these are just going to crack in half at any moment, but they never did. So to thank Iggy for those. And I'm trying to get these things. I started off last week about the wounded flute because I found it up in my storeroom. I had moved it there to get it kind of out of the way, and then it got tied up with some other things. And I felt bad about it because that was a gift from Hoop Watcher also. And I saw all these wonderful, there's three wonderful musical gifts I've gotten from Chief Iggy, and I've neglected them terribly. So I'm trying to bring them back into my life by bringing them back sort of in my spiritual circle here, which includes my computer. So I've got the the flute is sitting right here next to me in the chair I'm sitting in. The flute is like I can reach down with my left hand and grab it. And I'm going to put these sticks. I want to call them thunder sticks, but that's not what they are. They're just rhythm sticks. That's what they are. And I'm going to put them here next to my printer that I haven't hooked up yet. And next week you can come back and see what the third entry in the Iggy musical instruments Iggy got from Mudtoe presentation on Mudtoe at Midnight. Man, I have to blow my nose in the worst way, and I do not have any tissues here nearby, so I'm just going to have to tough it out to the last 9 minutes of this show. I'm trying so hard not to sniff. That sniff is just so. I was living with this at work. I actually have a new job I've been working at this week and been enjoying it. I've been working one of my grading standardized tests is what it's all about. And I'm not a big fan of standardized tests, but, you know, if you're going to have them, somebody's got to grade them. Somebody's got to get paid for grading them, and it might as well be me. It's actually quite an interesting challenge. There's problem solving involved. That's one of the things I didn't like about my job that I just left, was that there wasn't any, you said to do everything by the book. There were instructions for everything, and there was no chance for me to use my intellect. And I don't know if I would exactly describe this standardized test things using intellect, but there is problem solving involved. You just have to, what is the problems I'm creating? I don't, you know, the things that they just mark the little bubbles on the sheet, a computer does that. You know, a human being doesn't have to do that. They have questions on there where the student has to write an answer, write a paragraph. And, you know, a person has to look at that. Next week I'm going on to math, and they get partial credit on math for, you know, for showing their work, so the human being has to look at that. So, as long as there's work there, I'll do it. Then, of course, the bad thing is that standardized testing season will be over here in a couple of months, and I'll be looking for something else. But in the meantime, I get some good experience and put a little bit of money in the bank. So, on balance, I think it's going to be a good thing. Although, I have to get up off early in the morning. I get up at 5:30 so I can be on the bus at 10 till 7. And then the work actually doesn't start till 8, but there's a 15-minute transfer in the bus. I did actually get to start using the bus. That was my another big thing is riding on the bus line. There's only one transfer from here. So I can be green. I can park my car and not do, but I did. It got so cold here. I couldn't face that 50-minute transfer with 16 degrees, so I drove the first 3 days. But Thursday and Friday, I did take the bus. So I'm not going to take the bus. Actually, I'm working a little overtime tomorrow. I am going to drive my car, but it's because I'm going straight from there to my parents' house, so I have that as an excuse. And I also the buses don't run as often. I don't even know if the number 95, I presume it runs on Saturday, but I don't know when. Getting into that bus riding universe. It's an odd thing. Out away from, I mean, the bus riding universe in the university area is kind of different from the bus riding universe outside of it. And I saw that difference today because I was riding home. I actually didn't stop at home. I went down to the university so I could go to FedEx, Kinko's, which isn't Kinko's anymore. They got rid of Kinko's. But I needed to send a fax. I needed to fax in my last timesheet from my previous job and some other things. So I rode the bus all the way from sort of the outskirts, the north end of town, all the way into the university area. And it was just fun to see how the population of the bus changed as we went further and further towards the south, that the sort of beaten down poor people like myself slowly kind of faded off and were replaced by these energetic young people who were on their way to drink themselves into oblivion. It must be something special going on, too, because I saw a lot of dresses and suits. I mean, you can see a fair number of dresses on, you know, party dresses on a Friday or Saturday night, but you don't often see suits and ties. So something something must have been going on. I'm so out of touch with the university schedule now. I just don't know what it might have been. But there were many, many of them on the bus as I went down. And then I decided to treat myself to some sushi this evening. I went down, got the bus, and went even further down towards the center of town. And, had myself a sushi dinner. Paid way too much for it because sushi's expensive. And had a glass of plum wine, which I'm not supposed to admit to. I said I can drink one. That's always been what I've said. I can drink one. If I drink the second one, I won't stop. So, and the best way to make sure I don't drink the second one is to not drink the first one. But it seemed right with dinner. I like having a little bit of plum wine with my sushi. So I had the one glass, and that was it. You know, so there's certain absolutes that just don't, who cares? I mean, I know what the limits are, and I know I'm the one who has to face the music if I go too far. So and within those, I'm the one who has to set those lines. And I'm not, you know, I always called myself an alcoholic, but I'm just not the kind of alcoholic that, you know, if I smell liquor, I'm just gone. That's never been the way. There always has to be something behind it. If I go on a true bender, there's always a reason for it. As I typically know that reason before I start. And just in that moment, I don't care. And there was not a reason for me to go on a bender tonight. I'm feeling pretty good. So, I'm sorry. I'm trying to keep track of this Facebook thing while I talk. And I always, it's not a good thing for me to try to do because I'm not a good multitasker. But I think I have actually touched upon everything I wanted to speak about tonight. Plus, we had a fairly lengthy phone call. I talked about the thing. Oh, I went back and I got those 7 episodes. I don't think I finished that thought. Those 7 episodes that I found, I put them on the radio archive on my website, mudtoesasquatch.com. And so if you want to hear those, you can go there and find them. I've lined them out, you know, episode 1, episode 2, episode 3, like that. You can just click on them there because it can be hell trying to find a specific episode on Blog Talk Radio's archive. So I'm interested to see if anybody does go back there, especially listen to the first one. Because, as I say, I remember listening to my voice and what I was saying, especially to knowing how things have gone over the past 3 years, you know, where I was then, where I am now. It's so odd to think that my purpose here on this show has stayed practically the same, even though my life is so much different. You know, that's another thing. That's an idea I had. Let me share this with you. I thought I might download that show, and since I've got my music cues, my audio cues back, I could put it on the switchboard here, not switchboard. I could bring it here so I could play it on the show. And I've got the 30th anniversary show is coming up. It's May the 2nd, I believe. I'm wondering if for that 30th anniversary show, what I might do is play the very first Mud Toe at Midnight. And then, because it's not a half an hour long, the very first one's only like 15, 16 minutes. I would have time at the end to talk about it, maybe take some phone call. Okay, someone has just called, and I've got only a minute left. Let me see if I can make something happen here. Hello.
Hi.
Anybody home?
I'm home.
Okay, I've got about 45 seconds. What can I do for you?
Do you see any romance coming for me in the near future?
Romance. Oh. See, I'm so bad with romance because I don't understand it very well, but let's see. To tell you the truth, I actually am not seeing anything at the moment.
How about
but what you might what you might want to do is call on Monday when Iggy is on the show, because he's all about the readings. That's really not my thing. But I'm sorry to. Oh, you're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, that's it. Okay, I think I'm done. Thank you for listening. Join me next week. Good night.